Avengers: Endgame obliterates records with $1.2 billion opening. By Breitbart News on April 29, 2019. New York, AP: The universe belongs to Marvel. Avengers: Endgame shattered the record for biggest opening weekend with an estimated $350 million in ticket sales domestically and $1.2 billion globally, reaching a new pinnacle in the blockbuster era that the comic book studio has come to dominate. The Avengers finale far exceeded even its own gargantuan expectations, according to studio estimates Sunday. The movie had been forecast to open between $260 million and $300 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters, but moviegoers turned out in such droves that Endgame blew past the previous record of $257.7 million, set last year by Avengers: Infinity War, when it narrowly surpassed Star Wars: The Force Awakens, $248 million or about $266 million in inflation-adjusted dollars. Endgame was just as enormous overseas. Worldwide, it obliterated the previous record of $640.5 million, also set by Infinity War. Infinity War didn't open in China, the world's second-largest movie market, until 2 weeks after its debut. Endgame set a new weekend record in China, too, where it made $330.5 million. In one fell swoop, Endgame has already made more than movies like Skyfall, Aquaman and The Dark Knight Rises grossed in their entire runs, not accounting for inflation. Alan Horn, Disney chairman, credited Marvel Studios and its president, Kevin Feige, for challenging notions of what is possible at the movie theater. "This weekend's monumental success is a testament to the world they've envisioned, the talent involved, and their collective passion, matched by the irrepressible enthusiasm of fans around the world," Horn said in a statement. To accommodate demand, the Walt Disney Company released Endgame in more theaters, 4,662 in the U.S. and Canada, than any opening before. Advanced ticketing services set new records. Early ticket buyers crashed AMC's website. And starting Thursday, some theaters even stayed open 72 hours straight. "We've got some really tired staff," said John Fithian, president and chief executive of the National Association of Theater Owners. "I talked to an exhibitor in Kansas who said, I've never sold out a 7 a.m. show on Saturday morning before, and they were doing it all across their circuit." For an industry dogged by uncertainty over the growing role of streaming, the weekend was a mammoth display of the movie theater's lucrative potency. Fithian called it possibly the most significant moment in the modern history of the movie business. "We're looking at more than 30 million American and more than 100 million global guests that experienced Endgame on the big screen in one weekend," Fithian said. "The numbers are just staggering." Further boosting the results for Endgame were good reviews. It currently ranks as 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, the best rating for any Marvel movie aside from Black Panther. Audiences gave the film an A+ cinema score. Single-handedly, Endgame led the overall weekend at the domestic box office to a record $400 million in ticket sales, according to Comscore. Endgame accounted for a staggering 88% of those tickets. The film's grosses were aided by 3D screenings, a record $540 million in global ticket sales, and IMAX screenings, a company record $91.5 million. "Our partners in exhibition have done a great job with us on this film. As they saw the need, they opened up screens," said Kathleen Taft, distribution chief for Disney. "While there may have been a concern, is there going to be enough seats available? I think that exhibition met that demand and rose to the occasion. But if there was any shadow to the weekend for the theatrical business, it was in just how reliant theaters have grown on one studio, Disney. Disney now holds all but one of the top 12 box office openings of all time. Universal's Jurassic World is the lone exception. The studio is poised for a record-breaking year, with releases including Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker and Frozen 2 on the horizon." Following its acquisition of 20th Century Fox, Disney is expected to account for at least 40% of domestic box office revenue in 2019, a new record of market share. The company's Captain Marvel, positioned as a kind of Marvel lead into Endgame, also rose to number 2 on the weekend, 8 weeks after it opened. The 22 films of Marvel's Cinematic Universe have collectively earned $19.9 billion at the box office. Yet theater owners regularly speak of a halo effect around a movie like Endgame. Such sensations draw in new moviegoers and expose millions to a barrage of movie trailers. "This has got to be the biggest weekend in popcorn history," said Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore. "Think of the gallons of soda and the hot dogs sold. This is going to continue all week and beyond. This is going to have long-term playability for sure. No other new wide release dared to open against Endgame." Warner Bros.' The Curse of La Llorona, last week's top movie, slid to third with $7.5 million. The guessing game will now shift to just how much higher Endgame can go. Given its start, it's likely to rival the top three worldwide grossers. The Force Awakens, $2.068 billion in 2015. Titanic, $2.187 billion in 1997. And Avatar, $2.788 billion in 2009.